now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
State House Speaker Tom Tillis recently brushed off any suggestion that the mass murders in the movie theater in Colorado should prompt lawmakers to consider changes to gun laws. Tillis told gun enthusiasts that, quote, "The biggest way to avoid events similar to the Aurora shootings is to make sure gun owners are as educated as possible. It's not clear how more education for gun owners would have helped prevent the Colorado shooting. The gunman, James Holmes, used a magazine for a semi-automatic assault rifle that holds 100 bullets. That magazine was against the law under the assault weapons ban passed by Congress that expired in 2004. Banning the high-capacity magazines again seems like the least policymakers could do, unless pro-gun groups can explain why anybody needs to be able to fire their assault rifle 100 times without reloading. Holmes also legally assembled much of his arsenal for his deadly rampage online, buying 6,000 rounds of ammunition and body armor to go with his weapons. A lack of education among gun owners had nothing to do with it. Tillis is smart enough to know that, but doesn't seem to have the political courage to say it. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.